Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you get a chance to take in a holiday tournament here in Connecticut. How did it all evolve and how are you asked?
You know, it actually was a couple of years ago. I was actually working with the Yale coach at the time. And I don't know if he had reached out or I'd reached out and just said we'd be interested, looking for a tournament, whether it's here or I know there was one in Washington that we were scheduled to play in, but it got wiped out by COVID. And then at the time he said they were not going to be in it anymore. And I knew it was kind of a Connecticut-based tournament with UConn and obviously Quinnipiac. And then Sacred Heart started getting involved. And then actually it was Cassie Turner just threw some emails just because at the time I thought we were set, so I just had to double check. And finally she got back to her. Yeah, she kind of didn't realize what was going on, the different conversations I'd had with Mark at Yale. But she said, absolutely, would love to have you. So it's been a couple of years in the making.
Well, it's been a great adventure so far. A couple-hour layover at the airport, delayed. We get here, Thanksgiving dinner. Road trips are always fun, but how much more fun is it to spend Thanksgiving with your Beaver hockey family?
You're right about that. Travel's always interesting, Kelly. You know, yesterday was a beautiful day, and lo and behold, we get as soon as we get there, almost at 7-something, it's like your flight's been delayed till 12. We're going, what? And then somebody said something about not having a pilot, so it was like, okay, so there we – but, you know, as you know, the Minneapolis airports, if there's one airport you have to kill time in, that's probably the one you want to do it. There's just a lot going on, a lot of different people to see, whatnot. So, but, yeah, good flight here, and, you know, obviously the day got longer because of that. You know, you lose an hour, or you leave at 2, you land an hour ahead, so we had a little shortened practice. You know, originally we were going to go for about an hour, but I think we only went for about 30 minutes. And then because we had our Thanksgiving dinner scheduled for 7 o'clock, so we didn't actually get after that till 7:30-something. So, but it was good. It was good. And anytime you're on the road with this group, it's always entertaining. It's always fun.
It has been fun. This facility is amazing. First take on what your thoughts are on Quinnipiac's rink?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's not quite like the Sanford Center, but it's still very, very nice. It's very nice there. It's just a very nice facility right on campus, obviously. You know, they got the basketballs right attached next door. So it's very convenient, obviously, for them in terms of how far they have to go from where they live to get over here to practice and whatnot. So, it's a beautiful facility, a great, beautiful scoreboard there. So it'll be fun.
You're taking on another team that's in the top five. It just doesn't get any easier. You've got Quinnipiac ranked number 4 to start things off. What have you seen out of them? Have you had much film to scout?
Yeah, we've looked at some of their past games, and yeah, very, very good team. Very, very good team. Obviously 12-1 and ranked 4 or 5, depending on which poll you look at. They just came off a weekend where they swept Clarkson and St. Lawrence, which is no easy feat because they're both very, very good teams. So, yeah, Cassie says got a really nice team. If you look at their line, their top two lines are seem to be doing most of their scoring. They got a very good goalie from the Winnipeg area that's played well for them. So, but then their back end is really good. If you look at their back end, the point totals for their upperclassmen are pretty impressive. So, just a well rounded team. I know they're going to play hard. They defend very, very well. They don't give up much. So, again, nothing that we haven't seen Kelly in the last I don't know how many games.
Your team's got to be pretty hungry to get a win. It's been a while. What's it going to take for your team to come out here against this team and win?
Yeah, well, you know, we've really emphasized that all of our past experiences have prepared us for this game. There's no question, just in terms of who we've played, the different venues we've played, how the games have gone. Just again, we've really stressed those habits and details, and just talked about this game will reward teams that work hard. This group continues to battle, continues to work hard. So, we're hoping that maybe it's our turn tonight in terms of getting some of those bounces. But we're going to need to play well, Kelly. That's the bottom line. Got to come out hard. Got to come out fast. One thing this team can do is get up and down the ice. And if we can get our feet moving, move the puck, I think we can put pressure on them. And we're going to need to defend well. Obviously, they've got some talented players. But again, we've seen that week in and week out leading up to this. So, got to defend well, got to have really good habits in our zone, and give Hannah all the help we can.
What kind of style difference in play is it between the WCHA and then Quinnipiac's league?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be really, really noticeable. I know, you know, the officials in our league have always kind of let a little more body contact go, although that's something that the NCAA is stressing throughout college hockey. They want to call games a lot more like we do in our league. So hopefully we're going to see that consistency in terms of allowing the body contact. Yeah, because I'm not going to say we're a more physical team. I mean, they certainly, you know, just watching their team, they play hard. You know, they play hard, and along with playing hard, they're going to be physical. So, you know, it's again, the biggest thing for us is we got to focus on playing our game and doing the things that allow us to be successful.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. Have a good call.